This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Gonzalez. Date of birth, May the 14th, 1974. Case ID number is 5000123. Date of exam, February the 23rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from RGVD dated 5/25/21 and 6/2/2021 from Dr. Iram Garcia dated 8/13/18 and two other ones dated 11/11/20 and 12/2/20. This is a 48-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of third-degree shoulder separation of the left shoulder with status post-surgery with open reduction internal fixation of a fractured clavicle, lumbar sacral thoracic back pain with herniated disc and scoliosis, depression/anxiety, and non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus uncontrolled with weight loss. Allegation number one, third-degree shoulder separation of the left shoulder with status post surgery consisting of a open reduction internal fixation of a fractured clavicle. Number two, thoracic and lumbar spine scoliosis with a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area. Number three, depression/anxiety. Number four, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus uncontrolled with weight loss. History of allegations. Number one, third-degree shoulder separation of the left shoulder with status post-surgery consisting of a open reduction internal fixation of the fractured clavicle. The claimant states that in 2018 he fell and sustained a fracture of the left shoulder with a third-degree shoulder separation. He was diagnosed with a acromioclavicle grade 3 separation, which was confirmed with x-rays. He did fracture his clavicle and went on to have a open reduction internal fixation of a distal fracture of the clavicle. He also received approximately 12 injections of steroids for his inflammation. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane, that he uses when he goes out. His physician is Dr. Carlos Quinones. He is presently taking tizanidine 4 milligrams Q4 hours for pain, tramadol 50 milligrams BID, and gabapentin 300 milligrams TID. His fracture is healed, and he appears to be doing well at this time. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back, herniated disc, and thoracic spine scoliosis. The claimant states that in 1993 he was in a motor vehicle accident and he sustained a contusion to the lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is an aching, burning, tingling pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both of his legs especially the right leg, where he feels some weakness and numbness. He was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy by EMGs, which may be coming from his diabetes mellitus. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when he goes out for balance. His physician at this time is Dr. Arim Garcia. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing any exercise. He did see a chiropractor at one time and received physical therapy off and on for approximately 4 years, where he would have 4 to 5 sessions per year. At the present time, he is on tenacidine, 4 milligrams, Q4 hours, tramadol, 50 milligrams, BID, and gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID, which he states does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back herniated disc with thoracic scoliosis and peripheral neuropathy, which was confirmed with EMGs, which may be coming from his diabetes. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since 2005, he has had severe depression and anxiety. The claimant is presently on sertraline, 25 milligrams QD, mirtazapine, 15 milligrams QHS, and zolpidem, 10 milligrams QHS for insomnia. The claimant denies any suicidal attempts or ideation. He states that he has decreased appetite, comma, insomnia, comma, sadness, comma, decreased energy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, anger outbursts, comma, decreased memory, and occasional crying spells. The claimant has lost approximately 15 pounds in the last 2 years and appears to be somewhat cachectic. He does not appear to be doing well and may be secondary to poorly controlled diabetes. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2013 he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 45 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy with tingliness and numbness of his lower extremities. He states he checks his blood glucose 2 times per day, and that it usually comes out between 150 to 400 milligrams /DL. His last blood glucose level was 185 milligrams /DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 13. He is presently on glyburide, 2.5 milligrams BID, and does not appear to be adequately treated or controlled at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 48 from a cerebral vascular accident. He had diabetes mellitus and hypertension. His mother suffers from hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and depression. She is 86 years old. He does have a sibling who is a sister who has had a cerebral vascular accident secondary to hypertension. Medications, tenacidine, 4 milligrams, Q4 hours, tramadol, 50 milligrams, BID, bortezomib 15 milligrams QHS, omeprazole 40 milligrams QD, cyclopirox 0.77% TID, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, glyburide 2.5 milligrams BID, sertraline 25 milligrams QD, zolpidem 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, TMJ, dislocation of the jaw, temporal mandibular joint disease, decreased testosterone level, history of COVID-19, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, left hip pain, lumbar sacral back herniated disc, anxiety / depression, history of left shoulder separation with fracture of the left clavicle, major surgeries, open reduction, internal fixation of the left clavicle, right inguinal repair times two, the first one being performed in 1980 and the second one in 1997. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per week for 4 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 116 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and 1 fourth inch tall, BP 155 over 105, second reading 172 over 110, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 17. The claimant was notified of his high blood pressure and told to follow up with his family physician and also to take an extra pill of lisinopril for his blood pressure. General. This is a 48-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is very cachectic, but does not appear to be in any acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to be somewhat depressed. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant had a 14-centimeter horizontal surgical scar of the left shoulder where a open reduction internal fixation of a fractured clavicle was repaired. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had fairly poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent, and his mood was depressed for the time. He did have clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, person, and situation. Reflexes of patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a cane, but did not seem to need to use it. He was able to walk around the room without the device, and he did attempt to walk around the room without his device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? Could you drop down to the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the left shoulder, where the claimant has a decreased abduction and forward elevation of 150 degrees. Compared to the right, where he has 180 degrees. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch opposed fingers and make a fully closed fist. Cranial nerves, tooth, and jaw were closely intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is severe evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Comprehensive metabolic panel was completely normal, except for a glucose level of 327, which is very high, a sodium of 133, which is borderline low, and a potassium of 5.6, which is borderline high. The claimant appears to be poorly controlled with his diabetes. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the thoracic spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some muscle wasting. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of moderate to severe muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations with his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for uncontrolled, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, secondary to inadequate treatment and possibly compliance. Probable diagnoses, number one, third degree shoulder separation of the left shoulder with history of open reduction, internal fixation of the clavicle, dash, confirmed with physical examination, fairly normal physical exam except for mild decrease in flexion and abduction. Number two, thoracic and lumbar sacral spine scoliosis with a herniated disc. Dash, normal physical exam at this time. The claimant does have positive EMGs for peripheral neuropathy, most likely coming from uncontrolled diabetes. Number three, depression slash anxiety being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. Number four, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus with weight loss. The claimant appears to be very cachectic, most likely coming from uncontrolled diabetes and his condition not being adequately treated. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Gonzalez.